A deadly fungus is fast wiping out bats in the eastern U.S. The northern long-eared is even facing extinction. But the Black Hills in Wyoming and South Dakota have been a kind of oasis of safety for the species. Or it was. Now the fungus is headed this way. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards went out with researchers who are trying to protect the bat to learn more.
Bat researchers Ellen Whittle and Caitlin Gordon's workday starts just before nightfall. First, Gordon says they put up big nets across ponds where bats like to come get a drink of water. Being smarter than a bat isn't easy, though. Often, they don't catch a thing.
It's very frustrating sometimes how agile they are because they see the nets, they bounce around them, and never get caught sometimes.
And catching the northern long-eared bat is a big priority. They're on the endangered species list, and on the East Coast, no logging or mining is allowed in their habitat. But driving into this pond in the Black Hills, we saw lots of signs that read, "Caution, logging trucks." And the worry is that loggers are cutting down important old ponderosa pine trees called maternity roosts, where the northern long-eared give birth and raise their pups. The race is on to locate these trees and protect them. To do that, they need to follow the females back to the trees. So tonight, when the researchers catch the females, they'll glue tiny transmitters to their backs and follow their signals. Researcher Ellen Whittle.
And if there are many multiple bats coming out of that tree, it's a good indication that it's a maternity roost, which means it's a very important site. It's a tree that should be protected, and especially at the critical time of year.
And that critical time is right now. After the nets are up, we wait for the sun to set, and then we check the nets.
Bats are out.
Whittle wades out to the nets, her headlamp blazing.
This is a good number of bats and early, too.
Already, several species of bats thrash in the nets. Western small-footed, big brown, hoary, and yes, northern long-eareds. White nose affects several species in the U.S., so it's vital to see if any of these bats have the fungus. The researchers start extracting the tiny animals from the fine nets with mini crochet hooks. Whittle shows me one that's three times larger than the others, a female hoary bat with silver-tipped fur and an electric hiss.
All right, babe, we'll get you out of here as soon as we can, all right? She potentially has already given birth and has some pups to attend to. So we don't want to keep her too long. You are okay.
We put the hoary bat in a paper bag to measure her and check her wings for fungus scars. Lined up are a dozen more paper bags with bats inside waiting their turn. All told, we catch 21 bats from 7 different species. But out of those, only one is a mama northern long-eared. Ian Abernathy is the lead scientist on this project. He says he's comforted that the area's logging doesn't appear to be affecting the bats too much.
The Black Hills National Forest is one of the most heavily logged national forest units in the lower 48.
He says no one knows where Wyoming's bats are hibernating in the winter, but it seems like they aren't doing it by the millions in caves or mines the way they do out east. Instead, they likely hibernate in the dozens in boulder fields or cliffs. He says since the fungus mostly spreads bat to bat, that could be one reason the fungus hasn't struck out west. But he says now that it's been discovered at Fort Laramie, less than 200 miles away, and at Jewel Cave National Monument in South Dakota, only 65 miles away, it may be just a matter of time. Abernathy says the world needs bats because they eat more than their body weight in bugs each night.
They prevent an estimated $3 billion worth of economic loss to agricultural resources every year.
Abernathy says the good news is that Black Hills National Forest is working to protect this bat. They even helped fund his study.
You know, we know we're having an impact. We know that bats are being disturbed or killed from our activities.
That's Black Hills National Forest wildlife biologist Matt Stefanich. And when he says activities, he means logging.
What we need to do is minimize that to the extent that we can.
He says the agency is actively protecting any ponderosas that researchers say the female northerns use to give birth and raise pups in hopes of growing their population.
we can go into a timber stand and construct a buffer zone around those maternity roosts and not log in those areas.
Right now, he says, that buffer zone is 150 feet, but may need to be larger. But Stefanich says the local community relies on logging, and shutting it down altogether isn't an option right now, even with white nose syndrome swiftly closing in. Back at the pond, researcher Ellen Whittle finishes measuring a northern long-eared bat. She stands up, the bat squirming wildly in her hand. Then she sets him free.
And he's gone, just like
that. Wow. Off he goes.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.